So, so you do short meditation here. So try to bring back your mind at the present moment. So for that reason, so you can breathe in and out. Try to focus your mind at the breath for a few minutes.
现在呢，我们将来做一个简短的共修，将我们的心呢安住下来。我们要观察我们的呼吸，把我们的心呢原念于自己的呼吸上。
Please, by your offering.
由于我们做了这样广大的供养，所以呢，阿弥陀佛心中的升起无限的欢喜。
Okay, so last one, yeah.
I think so.
I think the last voice is there.
今天应该是讲最后一个寄送了，应该了。
Okay, so verse 8 there, undefiled by the stain of the.Superstitious of the eight worldly concern, may I, by perceiving all phenomena as illusory, be released from the bondage of attachment. That's the last verses from the eight verses of my training.
先要讲的是修行八颂的最后一个寄颂，就是诸法如幻，就观诸法如幻。你们的法本里面应该是这样的，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。这七个字，七个字是根据藏文的原文那个音节来翻译的。
So here, so the seven.Whatever mentioned the practice in the seven verses before. So, talking about practice of developing the loving kindness or developing the bodhicitta. So do not, you know, combine, don't have this mind, what could suit the superstitious of a worldly concern, you know.
这跟讲的呢，这个最后一个寄送呢，就和前面的七个寄送呢讲的差不多，都是一样的。就是我们这个修这个慈心呢，对众生慈爱的心的不同的一个方法。所以这个是第八个了。像我们他讲的，无论我们修的任何一个慈悲心的那个方法呢，我们这个慈悲心的修行呢，不应该有这个八法世间八法的成分。
So, here, so about the eight worldly concern here, so mentioned here, so like normally in the world, you know, we just look for some kind of happiness, you know, for this life, do not want unhappiness for this life, then want you to achieve, you know,lot of wealth, possession for this life, then do not want the opposite of that, you know. You don't have this kind of thing, then be unhappy like that. So this is the fourth thing.
当我们讲所谓的世间八法，其实呢就是执着于这一生的快乐，就是说这一生呢我们要得到快乐了啊，就只想到这一生呢，我们这一生不要得到痛苦了。所以呢我们这一生里面呢很尽很多的力，花很多的力气呢去积累啊我们的财富啊，我们不要贫穷啊等等。
So then, there are other things, you know, just wanting a lot of the praise from other, you know, then somebody do not praise oneself, then become unhappy, you know, somebody praise, become exciting, happy, feeling happy. So this is the truth.
所以世间的办法呢，就是刚才我们讲的得到很多财富不要贫穷，就是有得失的心理。另外一个就是我们需要人家称赞，当我们做一些东西也有人称赞我没有人称赞我们的时候，我们得不到称赞，我们就觉得很不快乐，很不高兴。当有人称赞我们的时候呢，我们就觉得飘飘然。所以呢我们在做任何修任何法的时候，不应该有这样的心理。
So then one thing is we want some kind of like pain, reputation, the pain from others, so then that makes you happy. Then if you don't get that kind of pain, you know, just become less famous, you know, if you don't have famous, then become unhappy. So these are two things.
另外一个世间法法，他们是一对的，好像双胞胎这样。就是当我们做任何事情或者我们修任何法的时候，我们都希望哦，人家看到我们做这样的东西啊，人家会哇，我们会讲啊，我们会得到好的名声哦。这样我们得到这个好的名声呢，我们就觉得很高兴。要是人家批评我们或者诽谤我们或诋毁我们呢，我们觉得哎呀，我们的名声不大好，我们就觉得很不快乐。我们不应该有这样的心理。
So here, so what the teaching says, whatever we practice in the life, so do not combine with this eight worldly concern. You know, when I have this eight worldly concern, then this not really become dharma.
所以呢这个教导啊，这个佛陀的开示教导我们，当我们做任何修行做任何事情的时候呢，我们不应该有这个世间八法，我们的动机里面不应该有这个世间八法，就是得失苦乐欲悔嗔机这八种法。如果呢我们的动机里面呢有称入这八种法的世间八法呢，像我们所修的一切呢就不算是在修佛法了。
So this is something to learn oneself, and something else. If you have a lot of position, then while position you have, then you become so excited, become overexcited. Then if you don't have this, thenyou have less, then become very, very another extreme of unhappiness. You know, you become like that. So that doesn't make your life happy. Not too much exciting, not too much unhappy, you know, because of wealth and possession. So then this need to be balanced. You know, you think too much about that, then become unbalanced. When you're unbalanced, become that problem.So here the practice teach how to be balanced, whether it's so much or you have less. So.
所以呢这里呢这要教导我们呢，这要摒除这世间的八法，这是我们要学习的。比如说当我们有积累了很多很多的财富的时候呢，我们很容易感到很激动很兴奋，会超开心的。可是呢当我们的财富减少的时候呢，我们好像是从一个极端呢摆到另外一个极端去了，再跳到另外一个极端去了，我们就觉得哎呀我们财富变少，我们很不开心了。所以呢这 变成了我们的生活啊，就我们平常的生活的，就从一个极端摆到极端，就不是很开心，就是很不开心的、啊。所以我们要修行啊，取得一个平衡，让我们呢保有这个平常心。所以那个寄送就教导我们怎么样求得这样的平衡。
So, thinking about the wild possession, so it becomes so much wild possession, then it becomes another stimulus, so much excitement, this and that, that need to be balanced by thinking. So, while to achieve this kind of wild possession, so you create so much negative karma to achieve this along the way. Same time, so much negative karma. We think carefully how much we create negative karma, how much we abuse the people, how much we harm the other people, other sentient beings. Look that side.
像我们讲，这个教法是教导我们怎样取得平衡，到底上是怎么教导的？像我们怎样去思维的？比如说，当我们有很多财富，我们很多享用啊，我们享用很多很多的时候，我们变得很超开心、很兴奋的时候呢？这样我们应该怎样去思维？我们可以去想，当我们得到这个财富啊，在求取得到这个大财富的过程中，我们其实呢造了很多的恶业。啊，我们可以仔细的去思维我们的财富，这大财富是从哪里来的？这财富呢，其实呢是需要其他众生帮我们累积的。在这过程中呢，我们伤害到其他的众生，或者呢，我们过度滥用其他的众生了。
So like, when you become so much excitement, then for them, also think about how much we have this one possession. When the time of the death, when the death comes, nothing we can carry with us in the future. Not have to leave behind how much we have, how much we own, everything have to leave behind. So thinking this way, then reduce your excitement, so much attached excitement, try to reduce that.
所以当我们得到大财富，积累大财富，我们真的心里啊变得很不平衡，很兴奋的时候呢，我们也可以这样去思维啊，当死亡来临时，我们其实一分钱也带不去来生啊，就是带不走的。不管呢你拥有的财富有多少啊，多么巨大的财富，这些巨大的财富呢都要留下来的，他不会跟着你走的，啊！如果你能这样去想的话，可能你的那个不平衡的心态，那超开心的、兴奋的心态呢，就能够减轻。
So like that. So if we are not careful, if we don't train our mind, in time of the death, how much we have wild possession, just become memory. Cannot let it go. Thinking on that, then you so much.Suffering, pain during that period of time. If you well train your mind, then not the problem. Your mind is not trained. Time of death, how much you have. Our memory is there. You cannot let it go, but have to let it go. Then you die with fears, worry, so like that.
所以呢，这一点呢，我们在平常是活着的时候要时常去修的，就去修我们这个心呢、对于这个八法的心、财富的心。如果我们不去修的话呢，就这些财富到我们死亡的时候呢，其实它只是我们的回忆而已，因为我们是带不走的，所以只是我们的回忆。所以如果平常我们没有去修的话，没去想的话，像当死亡来临的时候，你的回忆里面你是有很多很多钱的，这样你就觉得哎呀你要把它带走，所以你就放不下，你放不下又带不走，那其实在那个死亡的那刻你是非常非常辛苦的，你会感受到大痛苦。可是呢，如果你平常有去修你的心的话呢，这样当死亡来临的时候，你觉得财富反正带不走的，就把它放下了，你就没有问题了。
So here you see, so if we are not well trained, then having so much wealth possession is not so much benefit for oneself. Even have so much, but worry appears all the time. Time of the death also worry appears. So then, but not much point having wealth possession. Not only that, same time, how much negative karma you created to achieve this.
所以呢，如果呢，我们平常不去修的话呢，没有去思维去修我们的心的话，拥有大财富，很多的财富未必是一件好事。因为呢，如果当死亡来临的时候呢，对你自己你没有修的话，对你自己毫无益处，反而呢，你会有很多很多的恐惧，你会很多很多，你会担心啊，你会有烦恼，你会放不下，所以呢，那时候就糟糕了。所以呢，拥有太大很多的财富，没有去修的话呢，其实是没有用处的。因为呢，如果你只去思维的话呢，又放不下，然后你在求取得到的财富的过程中呢，你又造下了这样大的恶业，好，这样你的来生就会有问题了。
So, the teaching, the point is not to attach on those objects.Your mind is overwhelmed by that, you know, wealth possession. Just when you're going under that kind of wealth possession, your mind is totally controlled by this object to attach to that. That's the problem. You know, but just having wealth possession is not the problem. But controlled by that, you know, that your mind too much attached, disturb your mind, so that have to balance.
这个开示呢，并不是说呢，你不可以拥有大财富。这开示呢，主要是告诉我们呢，不要对这个财富呢起这个执着的心理。因为呢，当我们对这个财富呢起了这个执着心理的话，我们的心呢就被这个财富控制住了。当我们心被财富控制住了的时候，我们就放不下，我们就会有问题了。可是呢，财富本身，拥有财富呢，本身不是问题。
Okay, so then same time, also the another side, when achieve wealth possession, what you want to achieve, you don't achieve, then again, so much unhappiness, sad, you know, unbalanced mind.Worry, fears.
所以呢，如果我们要在讲我们求取财富啊，还是这个得和失了啊，得到财富利益啊，这两种来比较，在我们求取财富的过程呢，有些人当然很成功，有些人不成功。在如果我们求财求不得，得不到的时候呢，我们也会感到很伤心。这样我们的心呢就不平衡了，我们可能就想，哎呀，该怎么办呢？我们就会有很多的烦恼，可能会有一些恐惧。
So like that, so that time also important to balance, important to think, important to balance your mind. So when that happened, so simple way, you know, so to survive, to practice Dharma, to survive our mind, we don't need much.Able to survive us, something to eat, some place to live, day to day, you know. Then we have this thought, then with a happy mind, with the satisfaction of what we have, you know, then able to balance your mind.
所以呢，我们的心呢，怎么样保持平衡？或者我们用佛家的俗语，就是说，我们将保持我们拥有一颗平常心。其实我们想想，我们如果去仔细去思维去想的话，如果我们要活在这个世界上啊，活在这世上，如果我们要修一点佛法的话呢， 其实我们需要的并不太多。如果呢，我们有足够吃的，我们能够有一片瓦遮住我们的头顶，我们就能够生活了。所以我们需要的真的不是太多。所以如果能这样去想的话，去思维的话呢，我们就会得到快乐，我们就感到快乐，我们就会拥有一颗平常心啊，也就是我们讲的知足常乐。
So like, what are the satisfaction? You know, then we'll be much happy because we never satisfy ourselves for what we have. Keep looking at something else, so that that's become another problem. So, if your mind is trained in that way to satisfy what we have, then that becomes much happier.
So, you know,能不能得到快乐呢？其实是看我们能不能有这满足的感觉。如果呢，我们能够训练我们的心呢，如果这样够了，这样只要能够够，能够存生活呢，我们就觉得足够，我们就会得到快乐了。如果呢，我们得到的东西啊，我们永远都不会感到满足的话，这样我们就永远不会感到快乐了。
So like that, so that's, you know, way of our mind, thinking, so that change our happy, unhappy, change come from there, how we think it, you know, so this is the mind training, you know, how we think it, so.
其实呢，我们快乐或者是不快乐呢，是和我们的心有关系的。我们心呢，怎样去想，我们怎样去思维，如果呢，我们的心呢能够得到满足的话，我们就会感到快乐。所以快乐与否在于自己的心。
So that next one, like feeling happiness and unhappiness. So sometimes you have good life, call good life, you know, everything's going well, feeling happy. You know that? You are so excited, you know?Controlled by that happiness. And there's no thought for the practice, no thought for other. You know, overwhelmed by that. So then, another part, you know, pain, suffering, you know, your life has so much problem, then become unhappy. Again, that disturbs your mind to practice.
另外一个世间八法呢，刚才讲的是得失，现在讲的是苦乐。这世间八法当我们的生活过得很好很好的时候，我们就感到很快乐，因为一切呢都顺着我们的心意呢心意呢去发展哦，所以我们想要什么都有的，顺着我们的心意，所以我们的生活过得很好，我们感到很快乐。这样呢，我们就在这快乐中迷失了。这快乐呢，就控制了我们的心，这样我们就没有想到，哎，其实呢，我们应该去修行，哎，其实呢，我应该为身边的人或其他的众生呢去着想，因为呢，我完完全全的被快乐所左右，快乐所控制，快乐在快乐中迷失了。可是另外一个极端呢，是当我们生活不如意的时候，我们就感到很痛苦，感到不快乐，这样呢，我们的心呢也被整个不快乐呢控制住了。
So again, here, talking about the practitioner, when they train the mind for how to think, you know, so here the practitioner, how they think. So for the practitioner, when your life is going well, you are enjoying, it's nothing for them, you know, because it's what you have.What you enjoy is from your previous life, good karma created. So you just experience this time, then you just enjoy that. Then there's no thought for you to practice, create merit again, just finishing, enjoying life. So that not the really enjoyable life, you know, the practitioner thinks that.
这样，如果你是一个修行者的话，你是一个修心八颂的修行者，你会怎么去想呢？ 你想哦，我不被这八法所控制，没有这个苦乐的这种东西。所以当你得到你的生活过得很好的话呢，你的心呢，这个修行者他的心呢是怎么想的，他是怎样去思维的。所以当他生活过得很好，他在享用一切的时候呢，其实他心呢不会随着这个享乐而波动，他心是保持着一颗平常心的，会觉得诶，这没什么，这没什么呢，就表示他是这样思维的，我是在享用我过去世所造下的善因，现在我得到这善报，我现在用我以前呢，以前好像用以前所造下的这个善业了，所以呢，其实也没有什么好特别去高兴的，因为呢，我正在慢慢的用完我所有的善业，我用完了就没有了。
So the point is, you know, so what you experience is because you have past karma, so just enjoy and finish the seat, you know, just finishing karma, good karma, that's all. But when you have problem.Pain, suffering. So also this is due to your past karma, created in the past, so because of that you experience this life. So because of that, you are finishing all the bad karma you accumulate in the past by experiencing this pain, suffering, you finish the bad karma. You know, purifying the bad karma, finishing the bad karma. So on top of that, due to this problem, pain, sickness, death,you have some kind of thought to practice more in this life. You know, when you practice more, you do more Dharma practice. So that means you are doing, creating a lot of good karma for your future life to experience the happiness.
所以呢，当我一个修行者，当他在享用这一生过得很好的话，享用过去世所造下的善业，他的心呢是如不动的，他不会被干扰的，因为他懂他在用，慢慢的用完过去所造下的善业。所以当他呢感受到痛苦，当他呢遇到问题，当他的身体受到了痛苦，或者他的心里感受到痛苦的时候呢，他的心呢也不会被这样的痛苦所控制住，他会这样的去思维，这是因为过去是我造下的恶业，现在成熟了，所以呢，我正在慢慢的消化过去是所造下的恶业。这恶业呢，我这感受完了这个痛苦之后呢，这个恶业呢就不会再升起了，它就完了，所以呢就净化了，就完完全全净化了，也因为呢。他现在呢感受到这样的痛苦，这样的问题，这样的干扰，所以呢他就会去想，诶，为了避免将来要有这样的问题，我现在呢就应该多多去修行，我现在就应该多多的去修行佛法，多造一些善业，因为这样的缘故呢，所以呢他就会去造很多很多的善业，就修得更多，所以他的未来世呢肯定会更好。
So here, so for the practitioner, you know, so your life is comfortable, going fine, there's nothing for that. But when you have pain, suffering, the practitioner more happy about that. You know, so opposite of what we feel.
所以对一个修行者来说，这一生的苦乐呢，对他呢，其实都没有。他都不会被控制住，如果他得到很多的快乐，这是呢享乐很多的话，他会觉得诶，这其实呢不需要太过去在意，如果他呢感受到痛苦的话，他其实可能反而会更高兴，因为呢他可以消业障，因为他可以休息更多，他可以造更多的善业。
So the point here is, you know, when it'sLife's going well, so that means just finishing the good karma. That's it. Now, when your life is not going well, up and down, then pain, suffering, problem happen. You know, so that means you're finishing your bad karma. When you enjoy finishing the good karma. So you look like that, so There's nothing much to be happy about. Your life is going well because it's finished in good karma.
所以呢，对一个修行者啊，他会这样去想：，他的生活呢过得很顺利啊，很好啊，生活过得一帆风顺的时候呢，他应该会这样去思维：，哎呀，我的善业呢正慢慢用完了，我善业要用完了，因为你的善业用完了，所以呢，其实也没有什么好高兴的，啊，所以他不会说特别感到特别的开心。当他的生活呢遇到很多苦难的时候，他的生活起起落落了，哦。他心里就会这样思维，诶，其实呢我的恶业，我所造下的恶因，现在的恶业成熟了，诶，也正在慢慢的用完了，诶，所以他会感到开心。
说来的
所以呢我们应该这样的如理的去思维我们生活中所面对的这些问题。
So in reality, you know, it's like that, you know, when your life is going well, successful, you don't really think much about the outward life. You know, we don't think much about the practice. You know, but when a problem, sickness, that come, then we think about a little bit thinking about the practice. You know, so that's,What happened to us?
所以呢，我们通常啊，人都是这样的，就这是我们面对的现实。当我们的生活呢过得很好的时候，生活我们的事业什么全部都很成功的话，我们不会去想到哎，未来生下一世，我们不会想到哎，我现在要去修行。因为生活真的太好了，何必去想这些东西呢？可是当我们的生活中我们遇到一些问题啊，遇到一些障碍的时候，或者我们得到一些病痛的时候啊，我们就会想，哎呀，为什么我会这样？所以你才会想到，哎，就想到佛法了，就想到，哎，我要开始修行了。
So that's why, so the great practitioner, not when they meet with the problem.When they get sickness, so they think, they always think the great practitioner, they think this is the great blessing, you know, from my holy gurus, of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, you know, they think that way. When they get problems, sickness, so they think this is the great blessing. And so by that, so why that great blessing? By that problem, so you have more thought, you know, to more.Compassionate thought, more like practice. To practice Dharma, the thought arises. Not thinking about the, your future life. Thinking to free from the suffering. Thinking to help others. Thinking to achieve liberation. You know? Thinking other kindness. All this arises from there. So that's why the great practitioner, they think the problem comes is the blessing.
所以呢，那个大修行者，就是佛法里面大修行者呢，啊，他们是怎么样想的？你看看你是不是大修行者？当他们呢遇到问题啊，或者他们被病痛折磨的时候啊，他们是这样想的：哇，这是我的上师给我的大加持。他们会这样想，他会想：哎，这是佛菩萨加倍。哎，因为为什么他们会这样想呢？因为这个通过这个他们上师的加持啊，佛菩萨的加倍呢，所以他现在遇到这样的问题，所以现在有这样的病痛，这样呢，他的心呢就会变得比较柔软，他心呢就会变得比较慈悲，他心呢就会想到，哎，我要去修佛法，啊，他想，哎，我要赶快呢把这个障碍呢给净化掉，这样呢我的来生才不会遇到更大的问题。所以他们就会想到，哎，未来生下一生该怎么样，会想到，哎，我要去帮助别人，因为别人可能也和我一样，所以他们就有着这个慈悲心，他们因为想到其他众生的好，这样他们想到，哎，我要从这痛苦中解脱出来。
So like that. So then, like, the press, you know, somebody press us and become like, feeling happy, you know, exciting. So like that then. But when you think carefully, when this happened, you know, look like all the pain, this brings so much happiness, but it doesn't bring so much happiness.
像讲到另外一个八法一对的，然后他们就是一对一对的称赞。当别人称赞你的时候，你得到称赞的时候呢，通常我们都会感到好开心、好兴奋。但是你应该仔细的去思维，这个称赞呢，到底是不是真正的给你带来快乐
？So look carefully, somebody praise you, then become more like.Oneself become more proud, and also then think, oh, I'm such a great person, or what this and that, and I become so much pride. Otherwise, it's what might.
当有人称赞我们的时候，有人称赞你的时候，你想想，你心里的变化是怎么样的？你得到这称赞的时候，你是否感到会感到很骄傲，会觉得哇？我好厉害呀！你看，让别人称赞，所以你的头其实是变大了。
So when you have this pride, or somebody says you have so much pride in the mind, so this is not really giving so much happiness for yourself. No. Look deeply, this becomes the problem. No, when you realize the pride in the mind, so then immediately.Look down to other person, abuse other party person. Then, when you do that, of course, then problems start. So it's all come from the pride. No, pride come from the principle.
所以呢，当有人称赞你的时候呢，你就会感到骄傲。通常我们感到骄傲，就佛法上讲，我们叫慢心。我的慢心呢就升起来了。如果你的慢心升起的话，你想想这慢心是否带来快乐？其实这慢心呢会带来问题，会给我们带来更多的问题。因为只要这慢心升起呢，我们就会看不起别人。因为你比别人厉害吗？为什么你要看得起别人？所以你看不起别人，你就会轻蔑别人。当你轻蔑别人的时候呢，问题就跟着来了。你的烦恼呢就会升起了，所以呢，你想想这些问题啊，其实都是由我们的这个骄慢心所带来的。
So like that, so that you think deeply, you know, when you think deeply, not somebody praise you so much. When you think deeply, just contribute to arise your pride. You become more proud, you know that.Then it's not the good, but then become more problem. Everything doesn't go in your way. You expect differently. When you have so much problem, then your mind expect differently. And then doesn't come your way, then become the problem.
所以呢，如果我们深一层的去思维的话呢，我们看到呢，这称赞呢，其实呢，引起我们的慢心。它使我们变得更骄傲更自大。当我们骄傲自大的时候呢，我们烦恼就来了因为我们觉得比别人不厉害嘛。所以如果当另外一些事情发生的时候呢或者事情呢没有顺着你的意愿呢去发展的话，或者别人变得跟你更厉害的话这样你就有问题了。
So like that. So here, of course, generally praising is good, but you don't know how to think.Now then, press become contribution for your emotion. Then become the problem. Press is, of course, what of it. But if you don't know how to think, then become this contribution for your emotion and pride. Then become the problem. So you must think that how to not to contribute for your emotion.
虽然呢称赞呢基本上我们讲了它是很好的，我们要称赞别人，称赞的应看到别人好的地方嘛。可是呢如果你是那个被称赞的人哦，你要懂得怎样去接受这个称赞。如果你不懂得怎样去思维的话呢，像因为这样的称赞呢反而会引起你的烦恼。因为呢你不懂你如果不懂得怎样处理的话呢，像你的心理变化就会变得更娇慢啊，慢性生气的话，像你跟着而来你就会有很多烦恼了。
So, but again, no, we for, normally we want praise from people, we don't want criticism from other person, you know, we have this hope, always we hope that.
所以通常呢我们都希望被别人称赞，我们不希望呢被别人诋毁或被别人批评，我们都是有这样的心里的小小的这样的希望啊，希望得到称赞。
So because of that, when somebody doesn't praise, become unhappy. Somebody praise, become happy because we hope for that.
因为呢我们心里呢心存这样的希望啊，所以呢当我们得不到称赞的时候呢，我们就会变得不开心了。
So like that, when you have this understanding, you know, the praising is not always good. You don't know how to think, the praising is contributing for your negative emotion. So if you have this understanding, then whether praise or not, don't praise, then you don't become. You don't receive praise from others, then it doesn't become so much unhappy.
所以呢我们要懂得怎样的去思维，因为呢称赞对我们来讲呢并不一定啊是对我们好，因为呢如果我们不懂得怎样去处理的话呢，得到称赞可能会增加会给我们带来烦恼如果呢同样道理，如果你懂得怎样处理的话，你得不到称赞的话呢，你也不一定就不一定不是一件好事了，不是一件坏事。我在讲什么大家应该明白了，我好和坏突然间都弄乱了。
What do you say?
Not receiving praise is not a good thing or bad thing. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. Got mixed up already. Too many not, then not.
So,So again, then Dharma was called. The criticism. Now criticize, you see. Now, when you receive criticism, then of course again we become so much unhappy, disturbed our mind. No?
So when 当称赞的反面就是被别人批评了，或被别人讥笑了等等。当你被别人批评的时候，通常你的心呢就觉得受到干扰了，就不平衡了，你又觉得不开心。
So then, of course, that again, how to think, you know, how to think your mind. When that happens, then that can change your unhappiness. No, as mentioned before, no, when you receive.This criticism. So, this comes from some kind of cause, condition, you know, due to some past karma, can be this life, some due to other condition. So, because of that, we receive this criticism from that somebody.
所以呢当我们受到别人批评的时候呢，我们应该怎么样 当遇到这样的东西了，这样东西发生的时候，我们应该怎样去思维啊，能够转换我们这种不平衡的心理啊。比如说当我们接受到批评的时候，我们该去思维呢，我们受到这样的对待呢，是因为我们过去是曾造下了他的因，这一生呢，他的缘分呢成熟了。
So there's many ways to think why you see criticism from other many ways to think. So here in Buddhist point of view, so whatever we see criticism is due to our past karma. Not necessarily we have to do something in this lifeEven if you didn't do anything for this life, right? Sometimes you see criticism from other, dislike from other. Because due to our past karma, many lifetimes, we did the same thing to other person. So that's why. So you see all this criticism. So then, by thinking that, so because our own past karma, we create this cause, so that's why you receive.All this criticism. So therefore, by receiving this criticism, so we're finishing our purifying, finishing our past karma. So then, there's something wonderful, you know, so finishing the bad karma.
所以呢，当我们收到别人的批评的时候呢，我们可以以各种各样的方式，不同的方式呢去思维。这样在佛法里面呢，佛法是讲，这是因为呢，过去是我们曾造下了这个因。这过去是可能这一生呢，我们并没有做什么东西，可是呢，我们却遭受得到这样的批评，也可能也不是前一世，也可能是很多生以前我们造下的这个因了。可是呢，这一生呢，它的因缘就成熟了，所以呢，感受到了这个业。所以当我们被别人批评的时候呢，我们要这样去思维，这是因为我们过去造下的恶因了，现在这一刻呢，它的果报爆出来了，成熟了。所以呢，当我们感受到这个恶的果报的时候呢，这个恶业也就慢慢慢慢的在消化，在用完了，所以我们也就净化了我们过去世所造下的这个恶因了。
So here the two sentences talk about that. When you do the practice, so first place, do not have this eight worldly concern. Not justWhen I have this eight worldly concern, just looking, you know, just looking happiness for this life. You have this only this eight worldly concern, then whatever you practice, then this really doesn't become Dharma practice.
You know? 所以呢，这是在我们寄送你们那两句话所讲的哈。这样，对不起哈，我去看我的那个寄送，我的东西在我的。电话里面，我电话今天很不合作。就是他讲的这个，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染。所以呢，当我们去修行的时候，我们要懂我们是不是在修。你就用这两句话做标准，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染。就我们所做的一切呢，我们所修的话，我们讲哦，我在修啊，我们所修的东西呢，不应该有这任何刚才讲的那个八法的成分在里面。如果我们所做的东西呢，有得失的心理啊，有苦乐的心理啊，有要接受啊赞美，也不要批评啊的那种心理的话呢，像无论我们做什么呢。这些都不能称为修法。
Okay, so this they talk about how to balance when this happen, good and bad happen in the life. So how to balance by thinking, you know. So when the bad thing happen, so you know how to think that, how to think the bad thing in positive way. Then you will be not that bad.
所以呢，我们怎样在我们的生活中啊，在我们的修行中取得平衡？我们怎样保有一颗平常心啊？我们就是要好像刚才所开始的那个方式去思维。 当我们遇到不好的东西的时候，不好的事情发生的时候呢，我们应该懂得怎么样的去思维，这样转换我们的心理，转换那个境界。因为呢，如果能够转换这个你的心理的话呢，这样你可能就会看到，诶，其实呢它并不是那样坏，它其实是有它的好处的。
So like that, by perceiving all phenomena as illusory, we release from the boundaries of attachment.
所以，如果你能够做到这个样子的话呢，就可以身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。不是真正解脱了，不好像也是人解脱一样啊。
So here, so up to this.The last sentence is talking about the practice of the wisdom.
所以呢，这个最后两句话呢，讲的其实呢是和空性的智慧有关的。
So the upper seven verses talk about the method, the practice of method. So this last, especially the last two sentences, talk about the wisdom.
所以呢，刚才所讲的，就不是刚才，以前啊，以前呢、啊，我们从那里开始哈、哦，我们讲的七个基颂啊，他讲的其实是福德方面的修行，就方便的修行。可是，在最后这两句话讲的呢，是智慧的修行。佛教不是有福慧、福慧双修对吗？前面讲的是慧。前面讲的是福德的修行，这最后两句是智慧的修行。
So here let's talk about how to see all the phenomena as illusory.
这最后这两句话呢，是教导我们呢，怎么样去看一切法。都是幻现的。
So when you practice like generating compassion, for example, then looking object of compassion, the sentient beings, then compassion itself, then the person who meditate the compassion, all this treating is like.
所以比如说当我们去修行，前面讲的就是慈悲心的修行，对不对？所以当我们在修这个慈悲心的时候呢，我们所修行的对象，慈悲的对象是众生，对不对？要有众生你才能修慈悲心。像这个慈悲心本身，还有这个修者本身，这三样东西哦，修行的人所修行的慈悲心，所修行的对象呢，其实呢，他们都是幻现的。
So like, so same thing like practicing bodhicitta, no? So the wish to achieve the goal of enlightenment, then person who meditate on bodhicitta, then the object, the sake of all sentient beings, the object of sentient beings, the same thing.Like illusory.
同样，当我们在修这个菩提心的时候，这种菩提心就是愿所有的众生呢得解脱而修行。所以你的对象是所有的众生，你修的是菩提心，你是那个修行的人。这三样东西哦，他们都是幻现的。
So here, so why we have to look as?Illusory, because if you don't look as illusory, you will see like an inherent existence. You don't see as illusory, you will see like an inherent existence that become problem.You know, cannot cut the attachment.
为什么说我们要观所有的这一切？就这里讲是诸法如幻。为什么讲诸法如幻？如果要是你没有办法观诸法如幻的话，你们觉得一切法都是实有的，它是真实有的，这样呢你就会有问题了。这样呢你的这个妄念呢，你就没有办法斩掉这个执着这个妄念。
So, for example, you know, for the object of bodhicitta, the enlightenment, you know, the goal of that is exists from its own side. Then thinking the sentient beings exists from one side. Thinking oneself exists from one side. If we have this grasping at that, then not possible to cut attachment.You know, so then, if that happens, that's not possible to achieve, but the enlightenment.
所以呢，当我比如说，当我们修这个菩提心，这菩提心是有它的对境。菩提心的对境就是众生，对不对？对不对？那众生嘛，你观想嘛，要为众生成佛。如果你觉得菩提心的对境和众生是实有的，是真实存在的。像你这个修行的人呢，也是真实存在的。这个菩提心也是真实存在的话，你就没有办法断除那个执着，因为执着他们是真实存在。你没有办法断这个执着的话呢，你就不能证道。
So here again, you have to understand, you know, what we see, everything what we see is like.Truly existing, you know, exists from his own sight. You know, we see that, not only see that, but we believe that all the time.
所以呢，就是我们所看到的一切，我们所看到的一切，就是佛法讲叫法，这个法字。我们看到的这一切呢，这个法呢，我们认为呢，它是真实存在的，它是实有的，它是自方有的，它是从它本身那一方面呢，它就真实的存在的。而且我们不是只是这样看到，这样执着这样看到，而是在我们心里呢，我们相信，时时都刻刻都在相信，它是这样的存在的。
So because of that, so because of that, then all the different type of.The emotion, the delusion, attachment, anger, this arises. So due to that, then create different karma. And because of that, we circle in the samsara.
因为呢，我们有这样的心理啊，这样执着的这种心理，它是真实存在，它是自方有的，所以呢，我们各种各样的情绪就升起了，各种各样的心和妄念就升起了，我们就起了这个贪的念头，我们起了这嗔的心，我们也升起了愚痴无明，因为我们升起了这贪嗔痴，所以我们的烦恼就升起了，因为这样我们就造下了恶业，这不善业，也因为这样的缘故我们就在这个轮回里面一直不断的受身。
So here, so believing everything existing from its own side include oneself, so that's the cause of all the problems.
因为呢，我们相信一切法都是实有的，一切法呢都是真实存在的，包括我们自己也是实有、真有、真实的存在的。所以呢，我们的烦恼，一切的烦恼呢，我们的无明呢就升起了。
So again, so you have to understand what, how this become problem, and how we believe is not true. You have to understand these two points.
所以呢，这里有两方面呢，需要理清的。第一个呢，就是我们要知道为什么我们这样去想的话，这样去思维，这样去看的话，会是一种问题会是不对的。为什么我们这样的想法这样的深信是错误的
？So. So here, so firstly, thinking oneself. You know, firstly, thinking oneself. When you say self, or me, you know, when you think about that. You know, then how our mind believe, how our mind see. I, me, you know, then it's like independent, you know, not depending on anything else, but independent self, I, who believe in that way.
首先呢，我们必须理清我们到底是怎样去思维这个我的，就是我们自己，我们讲这个我，我们心呢到底是怎么样去对待这个我，我们心呢相信这个我呢是自主存在的。
Yeah, but so whether there's the like independent I, my me, whether that like that, there's not such a thing. No, so when you say I, me, it's just basis on this aggregate, not our body, the mind, basis like that. Then we level I and me. You know, not like that, such a thing.Independent things. I.
所以呢，我们这个自主存在的我呢，是不是真实的存在的？当我们说这个我的时候呢，我这个我指的是什么呢？其实我们这个我呢，指的就是我们这个的运身，这个五运的身体。
So when you think deeply, then when you say I, me.There's something independent there who own the body, who own the mind. So we think that when you think deeply, the I is something separated from the body, something separate from the mind, somewhere else who own the body and mind.
Can you see it? Can you see it again? Too fast.
So when you think the I, you know, so we think, when you think deeper, you know, when you say I, then we think that I is something separate from your body, separate from the mind. You know, I is the owner of the mind, I is the owner of the body, you know? So we think that way.
我们觉得这个是我呢是独立自主存在的。为什么这样说呢？当我们想到讲的这个我的时候啊，我们是否觉得这个我是我们心的主宰，这个我是我们身体的主宰，就是说这个我呢其实是和我们的身心呢是分开来的，它是独立自主存在的，他不需要依靠这个身体，他不需要依靠这个心了。
So you look down, you know, the I, me, you know, it's not your body, it's yourself. Your mind is not yourself. It's not the I, not the person. When you look at your body, also not that.
The I is not your body, not your mind, not yourself.
所以当你仔细去看的时候啊，当你去看的时候，去这些看的时候，就你自己去分析啊，这个叫思维修，就去分析的话，你这个我，当你讲这个我的时候，这个我是否和你的身体是一样的，是指的是你的身体，而这我指的还是你的心。其实呢，你这个我呢，和这个身和心呢都没有关系的。
Getting somewhere, makes sense.
Must give illustration.
Does make sense or doesn't make sense? Huh? Make sense?
Kim Rojin must give illustration examples.
So, I mean, simple is that when somebody asks, who is I? is the person. What is the person? Who is the I? Who is the, what is the self? What's your answer?
当有人问我这个我在哪里，我是谁的时候，你怎么样回答？来，有没有人要回答？
What do you say?
I am here.
So when you say mostly, most of the people, when you say, what is I, then just pointing here. Yeah. Huh? So pointing here means when you look down, you're pointing your body, isn't it? The question is, your body is you?The second question. Your body is you. And what do you say?
Okay, 先翻译一下。当别人 问你我在哪里的时候，通常讲我在这里。所以你指的那个我就指你的身体了，对不对？现在第二个问题就是 Kevin 就要问你，你的身体是我吗？是你吗了？不是你妈妈了，是你吗？Is your body you?
是那个the mind the in the body with the body with the body.
The mind, 他的回答是，我是那个心啊，这个心在我的身体里面。在我的身体里面的那个心是我，对不对？在我的身体里面的心是我，这样你的心一定是在你的身体里面哦。The mind inside the body.
So, of course, this is within all. Of course, even within the Buddhist philosophy. So there's many different philosophers.There are a lot of debate about understanding about the self.
其实在佛教的不同的宗派里面呢，他们都有辩论过，辩论着这个我到底是怎么样的，它到底在哪里。
Okay, so here, so the highest of this attribute, so.When you say body, despite what we have, the physical body is not yourself. You know.
所以通常我们就讲这个身体不是我。
Yeah. So the physical body is not yourself because when you say my body, you know, we all say my body. What my body.That means yourself is something else. The body belongs to the I, you know? So,
当你说呢，为什么讲身体不是我？因为通常我们都讲我的身体，我会讲我的身体，就是我是其实是另外一个个体来的。这样呢，这个身体呢是属于这个个体，个体叫我。
So my back becomes something like that. Your body, my back become like that. Your possession, not you. Yeah.
所以呢，我们也会讲哦，这是我的包包，我的包包。哦，所以这个包包是属于我的，所以我的身体，这身体是属于我的，所以身体不是我。
So it shows clearly your body is not yourself.
所以呢，这很清楚地告诉我们，这个身体呢不是我。
So like that. Then about the mind. So now the mind. Mind also same logic. You know, when you say my mind, you don't say mind is me. You don't say my mind. Mind belongs to you. You know, so it's not yourself.
同样的道理，我们讲我的心。我的心很乱啊，什么什么，我的心，所以这个心呢是属于我这个个体的，所以这个心不是我。
So same idea, you know, it's my body. So it shows that not you.
所以呢，这些例子呢，从这些例子我们就可以看到呢，这个我呢，不是身体，也不是心。
So now here, so Hans Buell Buddhist tenets, so they say, the I, yourself, is just level on the basis of your aggregate, the mind and the body, that level, that's the I.
所以呢，根据这佛教的最高的见解，最高见解哦，他指的这个我指的呢，就是依这个五蕴而假名安立的。这个我呢，是根据这个身体哦，我们这个蕴哦，来放个名字在上面安立的。他们讲依蕴假名安立。
Okay, so then, just the level on the basis, not that, but there's nothing solid to point out, to pinpoint, this is me, this is myself. When you look for it, it's unable to find it.
所以呢，它是假名。label 假名啊，那个名字假假的放在那边，他的假名安立，安立在那个施舍处，所以呢，他不是真实的存在的。
说来的 ，so that's the meaning of illusory, because when you're looking for it, you're not able to find it. And with the logic search for the which is I, for example.Looking, not able to find, pinpoint, this is I, not able to find. So that's all, like, as an illusory.
所以呢，因为它是假名安立的，你要去找的话呢，你找不到那个东西了，你找不到那个真正的那个我呢，你可以用手指，这个就是我，你找不到的。所以找不到，所以它是假名安立的。所以呢，我们就讲诸法如幻，这个如幻就是这个意思，就是它是一个幻现来的。你看着看，然后这个是在那边，可是它是没有真实存在，它不是真实存在的。
So the example here, illusory, we say musician, no, yeah, musician, yeah. So some of those musician, you know, show some kind of show there.Part of this trick, so show some kind of show, no? Manifest tiger, elephant. No, you don't know. Then you think that you see that real tiger, elephant in front of you. You know, so also you believe that you don't know that the musician. Then you believe that oh, real tiger, real things that, but you really look deeply. That's not real tiger, elephant there. Just an illusion.
为什么讲诸法如幻呢？举一个例子，好像魔术师是会变魔术的，对吗？在那些很高层次的魔术师，他会变出大象啊，变出老虎啊，在那边给你看，在你看到有大象啊，啊，好像有老虎啊，在那边。其实你觉得，哎，这个好像真的，大象就出现在那边，老虎出现在那边，那就感到很害怕。其实呢，这是魔术师变出来的，它都是假的。你真正的去看去分析的话，你跑到后台去看的话，那你都哎呀假的啦，骗人的。可是呢，你在前面呢，你去看的时候，做观众你看的人觉得哎好像真的一样，可是你懂是魔术师变的，所以就给你的其实是一种幻觉。所以我们就讲诸法如幻，好像魔术师变魔术一样。
Okay, that's the example.So there's every phenomenon here. So every phenomenon is as an illusion. Just give an example. All the phenomenon is as an illusion. So,
所以呢，我们所看到的一切，我们心里所感受的这一切，佛法叫法，佛法。所以呢，每一种法，所有的法呢，其实都是好像魔术师变魔术一样。所以呢，他就最后一行，他就写了"诸法如幻"。
So here, so as I mentioned, so I self is not independent. You know, this dependent on the aggregate and the mind. Then upon that, then just label as I. You know, there's not such an I exists from its own sight. You know?
所以呢，这个我，如果你这样回家了，你回家自己再分析啊。这个我呢，其实并不是独立自主存在的，它其实是依这个运生假名安立的，这依运假名安立的。所以呢，这个我呢，你真正去分析，它从自己方面呢，它并不是自方有的。
It really here, really exists from its own side.Something that is solid. Then, when you look for it, then you're able to find it. But it's not the case. You're not able to find it.
如果有一样东西，它是自方有，它是真实的，从自己的本身方面真实的存在的话，你去分析。你把分析分析开来，你去思维去想的话，你应当可以找到那样东西，你应该可以指着那东西，这个就是存在，这个就是那个东西了。哦，我是因为这个东西我才放那个名字的，它是真实存在的。可是这个我，你去分析的话，你看你找得到吗？
So for us, we see that way, we believe that way, something there in the object.In the solid I, the person I, in the solid in the object, somewhere there. We believe something there, you know. So, but in reality, it's not there. You know, how we believe, how, what we see, how we believe, it's not there. You know?
所以呢，对我们来说呢，当我们看到一样东西的时候，或者当我们心里想东西的时候，我们觉得这个我呢，其实它是真实的，它是独立存在的，它是自主存在的，它是实有的。因为我们心里深深的、很深很深的那个根深蒂固的去相信这个我呢是存在的。哦，可是呢，它的真相啊，你真的去分析的话，它其实它是不存在的。
So example I'm giving is that like illusory, no? So like that, like the musician show the elephant. Exactly like that. How we believe all the phenomena is like that.
所以呢，通常呢，就天人觉取这个例子呢，就是诸法如幻这个例子，就是魔术师呢变出来的大象。
So again, here again, it doesn't mean that, you know, the person doesn't exist, doesn't mean that. The person doesn't exist, person is not there, doesn't mean that, person exists. But what is the teaching was saying is, doesn't exist how we see, how we believe it, according to our mind see, doesn't exist in that way.
所以呢，他并不是说呢，这个人不存在啊，还他们讲这个我不存在，并不表示那个人不存在，那个人还是活着的，还是存在的。可是呢，我们妄心所想象的那个我是不存在的，你是存在的，我也是存在的，可是妄心所造作出来的那个我是不存在的。
So here, of course, so I exist, you know, all phenomena exist, I exist, it's from our own experience, we can understand, you know, we experience suffering, we experience happiness, No. If I doesn't exist, then you don't experience suffering, happiness. So it shows that I exist. You know?
这个我呢？这个我，我们可以讲它啊，怎么说呢？这个我是存在的，可是呢，不是我们想象的那个方式存在的。我们不可以说这个我不存在，因为我们根据我们自己本身的经验呢，我们可以知道，我们可以感受到快乐，我们可以感受到痛苦。所以，这个能够感受到快乐和感受到痛苦的这个我呢，是存在的。
Okay, so here is saying that doesn't exist how our mind believe, how our mind see it. Doesn't exist in that way. You know, how does it exist is upon the basis. The aggregate mind, then just on the basis of that level, this is me, I, you know, good, bad. Basis of that, just level, you know, good, bad, of I.You, based on that.
不存在的是我们妄心所造作、所想象出来的那个我。因为呢，这个我呢，其实是依这个运，我们的身运、我们的五运假名而安立的。所以呢，我们就有所谓的哦，这个是好的，这个是坏的，这是因为我们的造作的心呢，去想、去安立的。
So the point is, when you understand that, you know, so doesn't exist from your own sight, just leveled by the mind, like an illusory. If you have this knowledge, if you have this understanding, you have this kind of wisdom, then.You are able to reduce your attachment. You are able to reduce your anger.
So, 当我们了解到这个我呢，并不是从自己本身独立自主存在的，它并不是自方有的，它并不是真实的存在，而是我们的妄心呢，妄心。根据我们这个运五运呢，去假名安立的，它是幻现的，它不是真实存在的话。所以呢，如果我们有这样的智慧，有这样的了解的话，这样呢，我们的烦恼呢就能够减轻了。这样呢，我们的执着啊，我们的嗔心，我们的妄念呢啊，就会消除。
Okay, so same thing, you know.Same old object, like when you talk about the beauty object, when you see as object of attachment or object of anger, like enemy. When you look at that, how you see, how you believe, it's exactly like that. You know, our mind believes that beauty in the object, 100% an object. Over there, same thing to enemy, you see that.Exactly like that, 100% unpleasant on the object.
所以同样的，当我们看到一样好看的东西，我们就美丽的东西，我们就起了这个执着心理；或者看到一个对镜，我们觉得这个人是我们敌人的话，我们的嗔心就会升起。就是因为我们的心的造作，所以去这样看的。我们100%哦，100%相信哦，哦这个。东西呢是完完全全的从它本身呢就是好看的，它本身就具有这样好看的那个元素在里面。或者我们看到我们敌人，它本身就是哦100%哦令人讨厌的。
Okay, but you analyze when you attach to the object, when you get angry to that object or person, you analyze.And then you can see that very clearly, you know. Not 100% beauty in the object, not 100% unpleasant on the object.
可是当我们进一步去分析啊，比如说这个敌人，我们称啊，我们的称心的对象啊，这个众生啊，我们真的去分析的话呢，我们就可以。 很清楚的看到，它并不是百分之一百那么令人讨厌的。当我们看到这个好看的事物，我们起了执着的心的时候，执着的心理的时候，我们去分析的话呢，我们就可以清楚的看到，它并不是百分之一百要就是那么的好看的。
Yeah, so I mean it's very clear when you attach the object, you know, you believe 100% beauty on the object. You know, nothing to do with your mind. All in the object. We see that, we believe that. But is that true or not? You analyze that is not true.
所以呢，当我们看到我们起执着的对象那个东西，比如说，你很好看，你的觉得很好看的话，你进一步去分析，你会发现，哎，他那个东西真的是百分之一百，真的很迷人，很好看，这其实不是因为我的心在造作，它本来就是很好看的，每个人看的都会这样讲，你的心会这样以为哦。你的心会这样去以为，因为你的心呢觉得，哎，它本身就是这样有迷人的、吸引人的那个东西在里面，并不是因为你的心造作哦。所以呢，你如果进一步去分析的话，哎，是不是真的还是假的？是真的完全是这样吗
？So that if we see that way, we believe that way, then this become the cause of problem.You know, because that has become the cause of all the problem.
当我们觉得这个东西本身就是这样这样的好看的，它并不是因为我们的心的关系，我们心这样去分析，心这样去想，而你的心是这样真实的去认为它本身就是百分之百好看，你这样的去想的话，这就是烦恼的根源了。
So you look deeply how the attachment arise, anger arise. But first place, of course, we see something over there, you know, in the object from his own side. There's something there we see, we believe that. That's the main cause. So on top of that, then we superimpose. You know, we make so much on the object from our own mind of the beauty, you know, that.This you know, superimposed on the object. Then after that, 100%, we decorate, label on the object from our mind, but we don't see that way. In reality, we put that, all the beauty from our mind put on the object. Not from the object come like that, our mind decorated on the object. But we don't see that after all.Then believe 100% of object, then become a strong attachment arises.
所以呢，我们的贪念呢，我们的嗔心呢，都是这样的升起的。像我们这样，我们去看的时候，觉得哎呀，这个对境本身就是百分之一百就是这样的，并不是因为我的心哦去想或去看的，哦，像我们。这样的那个本身呢，就是一种执着，它就是一个主要的原因。然后呢，我们觉得，哎，它本身就是有这样的，所以你的心呢，就去假立啊，根据这样的东西，你去假立哦，去安一个名相啊，然后觉得这个东西呢，其实是百分之一百的，所以你深深的相信它是这样的话哦，你还加了很多东西啊，哇，这很好，怎么什么什么，所以呢，你使你的这个贪着的那个。执着啊，更加的深，更加的重，所以呢，你的那个执着就变得越来越沉重了。
But that is not true, you know. So it's all our mind made, you know, like 99% our mind made, but we don't understand that. You know? But we understand, believe differently, all from the object like that, so that become that.
可是呢，这却不是真的。哦，其实呢，它有99%啊，都是我们的心在造作的。可是我们不了解，哦，所以我们以为这对境本身就是这样的，所以我们去安立、去假立更多东西，所以呢，这就是我们烦恼的来源。
Okay, so to understand that, so have more knowledge, more understanding on that, something, all this made by your mind. You understand that, then you are able to reduce your attachment.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样去分析、去了解的话呢，我们就明白，这其实呢是我们的心呢在造作。我相信这个对境本身，让我们加一些东西进去，就变成一个影像。好，那所以呢，如果我们了解它是这样一重重的那种妄心的在造作的话，我们的这个贪执啊就会减轻了。
Okay, so same thing, same to anger.You know, you understand that? When you get angry, this mostly we see 100% unpleasant object, but it's not true. Made up, mostly 99% made from our own mind. You know, if you understand that, then you're able to reduce our anger.
同样的，我们的嗔心呢，我们嗔挂的对象也是，我们认为呢，这个嗔挂的对境本身呢，是100%令人讨厌的。哦，其实呢，这99%都是我们自己心在造作的。如果我们能够这样去思维去分析的话，我们的嗔心呢就会减轻。
So here, so the point is, release from the boundaries of attachment when you see.All the phenomena as the illusory, then you're able to free from boundaries of attachment or anger.
所以，如果我们能够根据刚才所开示的那个方式呢，去思维、去了解、去分析呢，我们就能够消除我们的执着，我们就能够无执离缚得解脱。
Okay, I think that's it.
所以今天就真的圆满讲完了。这师兄有道问题。
I think two,
需要因为要录音呢。如果你这样讲的话，他们听不到那个问题的，他们听那个 audio 的时候听不到。
刚才你讲的。什么？一下子我是我，一下子我不是我，那我听起来好像有两个我，那我这样子想法对吗？一个是真我，一个是假我，这样子想对吗？
You think that it is very confusing because you say, I don't exist. Then after that, we say, I exist. So it seems that there's a real I that exists. There's a fake I that does not exist. Is it like this?Because Kim Ruju, you see, the I exists because we are the one who experience, we have suffering, we are happy, and so the I do exist. But before that, you said that I don't exist.
No, I'm not saying, I didn't say I doesn't exist. I'm not saying that. I doesn't exist how your mind believes it.
那是不是有两个我呢？
Does it mean that there are two I in that case? The
yeah,
I,
of course, there are two I. One doesn't exist, one exists. Of course, there are two I. Two I means actually it's one I. I which exists. You know, doesn't exist is not the I.
So, 我的想法是对了，有两个我，一个真的，一个假的。
So, there are two I's. So, one I really exists.
Yes, only one I.
One fake I.
Fake eyes doesn't exist.
cannot call it real eye.
So it's true there's two eyes. Am I right? Is it true?
你可以这样讲，有两个我。
是不是这个意思？
可
是
那个我，你不可以讲真我。
我搞不清楚，就好像越听越多我，下面是两个我，我这样子想是对吗？我 That's my question.
Is it correct to think like this? So there are two eyes. The fake eye does not exist. But the eye that exists is the real eye.
you can say that. Okay.
你可以暂时，你可以这样想，你可以这样说了。
Okay, we stop here. Okay.
所以我们今天到此圆满结束。The dedication is on page 31 for English.现在我们念回向文，回向文在这个日常诵文这个课本里面第32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 Page 34 English 33。 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。
After that, I need to go care for two weeks. Okay,
下个星期呢是我们的吉秘密码头明王法会，所以呢这吉秘密码头明王法会是好几天的，就是下个星期几啊？礼拜星期五。我们不拜五也不拜六的，我不去拜的，因为这个拜五拜六是基督教的，他们有礼拜天嘛。OK， 星期五、星期六和星期天，就是8月7号、8月8号、8月9号，9点到下午6点，就在这里有那个吉秘密码头明王法会，所以欢迎大家啊来参加。然后后个星期和大后个星期Kenroom 就将会去吉隆坡，所以你要听法你可以坐车去吉隆坡去听。